know it's been a while. Gotta talk to you, gotta catch you up on the hill I'm in right now. Yeah, whiskey drink. Now you won't believe the things I said, the way she left, the way the leaving all went down. It might take all night to get her off my mind. I need you one more time. Yeah, be a good friend. Come on, kick in a whiskey drink. I don't wanna think about who she's with, the way she is, or how bad I miss her now. Come on, cigarette. Yeah, smoke out that regret. I pour it straight and strong, make a memory gone. Jack, tell me that you got my back, that you're in it with me till the bottle's empty, just like you always have. Well, come on, help me out, just get me by. I'd rather be hungover than cold sober, still hung up on goodbye. So come on, whiskey drink. I don't want to think about who she's with, the way she is, or how bad now. Come on, cigarette. Yeah, smoke out that regret. I pour it straight and strong, make a memory gone before you let me leave. Come on, whiskey drink. Oh, come on, whiskey drink. And I take all night.
Wisconsin's beautiful Northwoods. 98Q Country is 98.3 FM WCQM Park Falls, a Civic Media station.
ABC News, I'm Wayne Cabot. Sources tell ABC News President Trump is considering recommendations from his national security team, including giving Israel American military assets for its war with Iran. A risky move, not just militarily.
Deepening America's involvement could also be politically risky. The president pledged to stop all wars. Even some Republicans are cautious. And Democrats pushing for the U.S. to step back.
People suing Purdue Pharma are waiting to hear from a judge today about the settlement. ABC's Jim Ryan.
Every U.S. attorney general has signed off, and now a bankruptcy judge will decide the next step in the $7 billion settlement against Purdue Pharma and its owners, the Sackler family. Purdue's opioids are blamed for thousands of overdoses in the past 30 years. The judge is expected to give the plaintiffs until September 30th to vote on whether to accept or reject the offer.
Dead at 55, Food Network star Ann Burrell found unresponsive in her New York City home. This is ABC News.
Civic Media News. I'm Austin Bermain. Here's what Northern Wisconsin needs to know. Brought to you by Marthaler Chevrolet of Minocqua, your trusted hometown dealer for new Chevrolet vehicles and service.
On June 15th at 11:58 a.m., the Surrey County Dispatch Center received a call reporting a man with a gun at a residence located on Sun and Snow Road in the town of Round Lake. The caller, who was caretaking for the homeowner's dogs at the residence, reported an unknown male occupant inside the residence who claimed he resided there. The caller also reported that the unknown male was in possession of a handgun and an AR-15-style rifle. Surrey County deputies responded to the location and made limited contact with the individual. During a brief conversation, he told the deputy that he had recently taken ownership of the residence and refused to answer any questions. Through further investigation, it was determined that he was not the current owner of the property. Numerous attempts of negotiating with the suspect to cooperate and come out of the residence failed. After nearly 27 hours, SWAT teams deployed multiple rounds of chemical agents into the residence. The suspect exited the residence and was taken into custody without further incident. The suspect was identified as Michael D. Olson, 62, of Hayward, who was arrested on charges of burglary armed with a dangerous weapon, resisting or obstructing an officer, and resisting by refusing to comply. He is currently being held in the Sawyer County Jail awaiting a bail hearing. The Sawyer County Sheriff's Office was assisted by SWAT teams from Washburn, Burnett, Rusk, Barron, and Marathon counties, along with the City of Superior. Also assisting during the incident were the State of Wisconsin Department of Natural Resources, Town of Round Lake Fire Department, Town of Hayward Fire Department, LCO Fire Department, and Sawyer County Emergency Medical Services. Saturday, June 21st, from 3 to 7 p.m., it's the Northwoods Community Credit Union's Member Appreciation Day. They invite you to join them as they celebrate 70-plus years of providing financial security and outstanding service for their members. There's going to be free food, music, and drinks. Once again, this is taking place Saturday, June 21st, from 3 to 7 p.m., over at the Butternut Area Park at 532 Michigan Street in Butternut. Prescription labels include more than just your name and dosage. Brittany Merlot tells us they also list key details that affect when and how you get your next supply of meds.
One of the most common sources of confusion is the difference between a refill and a renewal. A refill means your provider has already given the pharmacy permission to give you more. But once those run out, a renewal is needed, which means your doctor needs to prescribe a new prescription before the pharmacy can fill it again.
Sometimes patients might forget to look and see how many refills they have left, and they'll expect there to be one. And
that's Olivia Bishop, an Aspirus Pharmacy resident. It's also important to check the expiration date printed on the labels.
It is the date where we can confirm that the medication is still effectively working. Unfortunately, after that expiration date, maybe the medication might lose its effectiveness.
I'm Austin Bermain. This has been Civic Media News on 98Q Country. For more news, visit 98QCountry.com or civicmedia.us.
We'll get to sports and weather up next, but first, I've got another reality radio guest weighing in with a regular update. I've got Kendra from Embrace. How's it going today, Kendra?
It's going good, Gray. How are you?
Quite well. As we just discussed, I may be slightly overly caffeinated, but that's the name of the game when it's all Gray all day here at 98Q when he is on vacation. And you guys are also firing on all cylinders. It's the busy season for everybody, and you guys have a seasonality that's a little bit different, but good weather means activism and all kinds of things going on for Embrace. Why don't you give us a sneak peek? What does June mean for Embrace?
Yeah, so June is Pride Month. So wanted to hop on today and give a shout out to folks that are listening. So Pride Month is to celebrate and continue the fight for liberation for folks who are from the LGBTQ plus community. And so for listeners that are not familiar with what that stands for, that's the lesbian, gay, bisexual, transgender, queer community. And so if you're listening and you're part of that community, we just want to know Embrace is here today to do a shout out and celebrate you and just bring awareness in the community about Pride Month. So
all
a month
right.
of celebration for sure at Embrace.
Indeed. And already it's the 18th of June. Of course, it's a topic that's always in the news. It's a controversial topic. And if nothing else, I think that's something that often gets forgotten is that a lot of us are not talked about in the news. And that's kind of an odd statement to make, but I think, Kendra, you probably know what I mean when we're talking about LGBTQ plus issues, when we're talking about race relation issues. A lot of the time, people here in the Northwoods, just by virtue of how the population is kind of constructed around here, a lot of times we're not the people who are even being talked about. And it's kind of easy to forget that alone is kind of a level of insulation. It's kind of a benefit. It kind of saves us from a lot of the emotional turmoil that comes with being those people that are being talked about. Even if I'm not necessarily that person who's in the news because a tragedy occurred, I'm still part of that group. And that has an effect on people over time. I think part of pride is recognizing that, wouldn't you say?
Absolutely. There's a celebration piece of it, but there's also the long history of oppression that the community has experienced. And so it's important that we bring light to that as well. And there's many youth within the Price County community that struggle, that they're part of this community. And when they see things in the news of hate crimes and harm, it's really hard for them to feel safe. And so that's why, you know, like I said, if you're listening today, if you're part of this community, please know that there's support available, that we see you being your authentic self. We celebrate that. And actually, in 2024, 12.5% of survivors accessing Embrace services identified as LGBTQ.
12, that's 1 in 8, unless I'm mistaken on the math there.
Yeah, and I'd say, like, that is, you know, statistically, I'd say we're even much higher than that. That's what's reported of folks coming forward, but sometimes people are part of that community and they don't disclose right away, you know, and that's okay because it takes time to build that rapport. But yeah, we are definitely seeing survivors come forward. A lot of times people connect with us because they see our pride flag and they're like, hey, this is a safe space. And so that's why visibility is so, so important, especially in the rural communities in the middle of nowhere, Wisconsin, I like to call it.
You know what immediately comes to mind? Left-handedness. There's a stat you can find, and I can't say that I've tracked down enough verification to say I know this is exactly beautifully accurate, but I remember reading, it really stuck with me, that you can look at a graph of the number of left-handed people, and I think it was in the United States. It might have been in one particular state, but it was all of a sudden the number of left-handed people in whatever area they were looking at, it exploded. I mean, more than doubled, tripled, quadrupled. All of a sudden, there's just left-handed people everywhere. But it just so happened that the year before, it was made no longer allowable to physically punish kids who tried to be left-handed. That was one of the things they a lot of kids were forced into right-handedness. They would exhibit left-handedness. And lo and behold, the year that's no longer allowed, bam, we've got left-handed kids everywhere. Does that, I think you can kind of tell what I'm getting at. There's a whole battle in just making the statistics accurate in the first place. So we're trying to have discussions about statistics based on people who may or may not even feel comfortable making those statistics accurate. It's a level of difficulty that, frankly, it's an admirable effort to even think about tackling. So I know I speak on behalf of a lot of people when I thank you for what you guys are doing here in the county. Speaking of the counties, you mentioned, Kendra, that you're calling me from down in the Ladysmith location today, correct?
Correct. Yep. So I'm in our Ladysmith location, and I do come over to Phillips and cover that area as well, but I'm primarily based out of Ladysmith. So I do a lot of support over the phone. So that's a good thing to point that Embrace services are available 24/7, and that can be in person or via phone call or video chat as well.
Okay. And if somebody wanted to reach out, say, by phone call, what's a good phone number for that to happen?
Yes. The phone number would be 1-800-924-0556.
All right. And of course, we've been talking about very particular topics today, but I know if I ask you of a list of the things you guys do in a day, we haven't even touched on 5% of that. So why might people call Embrace?
Yeah. So we are a nonprofit organization that provides free and confidential services to anyone who is experiencing or has experienced domestic or sexual violence. So at any point that you've been impacted by violence and you're looking for some additional support or how to navigate that, maybe fleeing an abusive relationship, you can reach out. And along with that kind of direct services piece, we also do outreach and prevention in the communities. So if you're listening and you're part of a youth group or you're a teacher, part of summer school, and you want us to come talk, we can definitely do that and do some prevention work as well.
All right. 1-800-924-0556. That's the number to call. Embrace is the group. Kendra, a representative of people trying hard for people who need more people. If you're interested, maybe, I'm sure Embrace is always looking for various flavors of help, I know. So what's a good website? I believe Embrace WI.
Yep, embracewi.org.
Excellent, excellent. Kendra, thank you so much for giving us a call today. We get an update from Embrace every month. We'll hear from you again soon. Thanks again for your time today.
Sounds great. Thank you so much. Have a great day.
My pleasure. That's Kendra with Embrace Outreach Services here in the Northwoods. Not enough of them, not often enough, but you can still access those services 24 hours a day. 1-800-924-0556. We've got a packed list yet to come still on Reality Radio today. Up next, an update from CheckFest. We'll be talking with Trinity, who I believe I just missed a call from. Trinity, call me back. I'm sorry, it's my fault. We'll be talking with Trinity hopefully soon. Girls Night Out, the Kennan Truck Pull, St. Croix Rod's Customer Appreciation Day, all before 10 o'clock somehow. Pray for me. A 98Q Country.
The Brewers lose in Chicago. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. Baseball, it's game two of the Brewers and Cubs tonight at Wrigley Field. The Crew losing last night 5-3. Manager Pat Murphy's reaction after the defeat.
It was a good game. A lot of great defensive plays, both ends. They hit in the clutch. You know, they did some clutch hitting. Suzuki's homer changed the game. I'm proud of our guys. We did some good things. We didn't necessarily hit big situations, but leaving 10 guys on base or 9, whatever it was. But, you know, credit to their pitching staff and credit to their defense. You know, they got a great lineup.
The Cubs' Pete Crow Armstrong with a diving catch of Bryce Terang's liner in the 8th and followed that up with a 2-run homer in the 9th, 452 feet, hitting the scoreboard. Cubs manager Craig Counsell.
That's why we come to the ballpark, to see things like that, to see great players do great things. Great players do amazing things. Pretty cool.
That's Cubs manager Craig Counsell with sports. I'm Mike Clemens.
Mike Clemens, an indispensable resource when it comes to Wisconsin sports. We're lucky enough to have him amongst our list of colleagues here on the Civic Media Network. Up next on Reality Radio, a jam-packed day here on 98Q. I've got Trinity here with the Check Fest. Good morning, Trinity. How's it going today?
It's going great. Thank you for having me.
Oh, my pleasure, Trinity. Thank you so much for being here. And the time is quickly approaching. We're 3 days away, Trinity. How is the prep going for the Czech Slovak Festival in Phillips this year?
Oh, we are full steam ahead. It's a big year this year. It's our 40th anniversary of the Phillips Czech Slovak Festival, and it's the 25th anniversary of the Miss Czech Slovak Wisconsin pageant. So we are working hard to get things ready for all of the visitors that we're expecting to see.
All right. Now, I think a lot of us have been there before. I think it's a pretty safe bet, you might say, Trinity. But for those who haven't been, what is the Czech Slovak Fest? What does this event have to offer for the person who may be in Phillips for the first time, maybe visiting this weekend and planning? What can I expect if I roll up? No idea what I'm going to see.
Absolutely. So the Phillips Czech Slovak Festival celebrates the largely Czech and Slovak heritage of the people living in Phillips. You will see ethnic foods, beverages, costumes. You'll see different craft vendors. There will be polka music and dancing. There will be the Miss Czech Slovak Wisconsin pageant. We've got a wide array of things just at a glance. But I will say, if you have been to Czech Fest before, you might want to consider coming back this year, because this one is going to look a little bit different than the ones in years past, especially if the last time you went to a Czech Fest is before COVID. And I can get into that a little bit in a sec.
Okay, well, my curiosity is piqued, but I mean, suffice to say, Czech Slovak treats of various kinds, whether that's the food or the music. Am I able to find a donut down there, Trinity? Am I going to be able to find what I'm hoping to find? Because I know there happens to be some pastries that come from that region of the world. Is that the kind of thing I can expect to see in Phillips this weekend?
Oh, absolutely. We have been baking over 5,000 kolaches. Kolache are the most famous pastry from that region. We've baked over 5,000 of them for you to purchase at the festival. But also, if you are a kolache baker yourself, there is still time to enter the state, actually, the Wisconsin Kolache Baking Contest, which is also held at our festival.
If a person is interested in joining that, is that something, do they have to give a call, or can they state their interest at the gate? How do you declare that I am a kolache pro if you're so inclined?
Absolutely. So for both our kolache baking contest and our wine making contest, which was a new feature of our festival as of last year, you can go onto our website, which is czech-slovak-festival.com, and download a registration form, and then just show up right away at 10:30 on Saturday morning, June 21st, down at Elk Lake Park with either your kolache or your wine or both, and drop them off at the tent to be judged.
All right. So I'm looking at a glorious flyer here. The longer you look, the longer, the better it gets. And this is the 40th, by the way. So the 40th anniversary of the Phillips Czech Slovak Festival, free admission on top of everything going on. And of course, just like we were talking with the Park Falls Chamber earlier today about some events happening here in our neighborhood tonight. But one of the things that always goes along with this kind of thing, and that's what we were talking about to tie it up with you here, is that there's always extra stuff. You know, there's there's that business that might be running a special right now. There might even be something for sale on a sidewalk here and there. That, again, one of those things that might not be on the flyer, but plan a whole day in Phillips on Saturday, right? Don't just pop in. You're going to be wanting to spend a fair bit of time.
Oh, absolutely. And the festival goes beyond just Saturday. It actually kicks off Friday night, and it goes beyond just the park. We've got a traditional pork dinner and a polka dance going on at the Rock Garden Tavern right next to the Wisconsin Concrete Park. We have a Croy scavenger hunt, different Kroya, that is the traditional folk dress of the Czech and Slovak republics. Several of them are scattered, hidden at businesses throughout Phillips and Park Falls. So before the festival, go ahead and check those out. Grab a Kroy passport, because if you turn in a completed passport, you found all of the hidden Kroya at various businesses, you get entered to win some fabulous gift baskets and prizes.
Now, what language does the term Kroya come from? Just a little bit of quick education here. We can guess, but make sure for me that I don't get it wrong. What language are you dipping into when you say that?
Sure. So Kroya is plural, Kroy singular. That is both a Czech and a Slovak word. Technically, Czech and Slovak are different languages, but they are so similar, the saying goes, if you speak one, you can speak the other.
Fair
or at the
enough.
Very least, understand the other.
A lot of cognates, maybe not quite Spanish and Portuguese, for example, but one of those relationships where it's like, hey, I think these came from the same area. And of course, questions like that, perfect to answer this weekend at that festival. The answer to one question that I know a couple people will have, but they won't walk away asking, why do people listen to polka music? Again, I'm not asking that question, but some people might be, and that answer is in Phillips this weekend. Trinity, thank you so much. Find the Phillips Czech Fest on Facebook too, right?
Yes, absolutely. At Phillips Czech Slovak Festival. Facebook and Instagram.
All right. Any other mysteries? Where will you be spending most of your time this weekend? What's your favorite spot on the Phillips Czech Slovak Fest? Not to knock anybody else, but where can't you peel away from when this rolls around each year?
Absolutely. So I will be mostly down at Elk Lake Park. Since I am the current Miss Czech Slovak U.S. Queen, I will be spending most of my time at the Miss Czech Slovak Wisconsin pageant, but you'll also see me walking around, buying some kolache, eating some different foods, and then I'm actually the founder of the winemaking competition, so you'll see me down there helping out our fabulous judges as well.
Do you have a submission to the winemaking competition, or are we just judging this year?
I do not have a submission, no.
But see, I thought,
founder of the contest, I feel like I shouldn't enter anything.
Totally fair. But also at the same time, if you had an absolute dynamite recipe that may or may not have been the reason for the founding, I think we would have understood that too. But hey, impartial judge, we appreciate it. And that pageant will be taking place this weekend on top of everything else at the Phillips Czech Slovak Festival, June 21st, Saturday, 10 to 8 is the main affair, but it kicks off Friday night, right?
Yes, Friday night. It kicks off with our Lidice Memorial Program.
Excellent. And Czech-Slovak-Festival.com. Trinity, thank you so much for giving us some time here for a busy reality radio on 98Q.
Absolutely. Thank you for having me.
We will see Trinity this weekend, or you will, hopefully, when you head down to the Czech Slovak Festival. We've got to keep it rolling because we've got Girls Night Out up next. We'll be keeping it in Phillips and keeping it fun with the next guest on Reality Radio. First, a quick look at the weather in our backyard.
Northwoods weather.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. Mostly cloudy today, slight storm chance, and a high close to 80. Maybe an evening shower or thunderstorm, then clearing out late tonight. Lows in the mid-50s. And scattered showers and thunderstorms Thursday, partly sunny, highs upper 70s. It's 65 right now.
98Q Country.
Well, I caught my wife with another man, and it cost me 99. On a prison farm in Georgia, close to the Florida line. Well, I've been here for 2 long years, I finally made the warden my friend. And so he sentenced me to a life of ease, taking care of old Red. Now old Red, he's the damnedest dog that I've ever seen. Got a nose that can smell a two-day trail. He's a four-legged tracking machine. You can consider yourself mighty lucky to get past the gators and the quicksand beds. But all these years that I've been here, ain't nobody got past Red. And the warden sang, come on somebody, why don't you run? Old Red's itching to have a little fun. Get my lantern, get my gun. Red'll have your treat for the morning come. Well, I paid off the guard and I slipped out a letter to my cousin up in Tennessee. On he brought down a blue tick hound. She was pretty as she could be. Well, they pinned her up in the swampland about a mile just south of the gate. And I'd take old Red for his evening run. I'd just drop him off and wait. And the warden sang, come on somebody, why don't you run? Old Red's itching to have a little fun. Get my lantern, get my gun. Red'll have your treat for the morning come. Now old Red got real used to seeing is a lady every night. And so I kept him away for 3 or 4 days and waited till the time got right. Well, I made my run with the evening sun and I smiled when I heard him turn Red out. 'Cause I was headed north to Tennessee and old Red was headed south. And the warden sang, somebody, why don't you run? Old Red's itching to have a little fun. Get my lantern, get my gun. Red'll have your treat for the morning come. Now there's red-haired blue ticks all in the south. Love got me in here and love got me out.
Blake Shelton on 98Q Country, a quick break from the reality radio action for a little bit of Old Red, those hits, those classics, that country music. We just can't quit, but we also just can't quit talking about the neighborhood. Reality radio bringing in guests into the studio in person and by phone. Now to hear about Girls Night Out. Now, I've got Kristen here on the line, and Kristen, I admitted this to you while we had Blake Shelton playing there. I'm pretty ignorant when it comes to Girls Night Out, so I need some basic education. Let's start. Hi. Hello. How are you doing today, Kristen?
Good. I am doing well. Thank you. So Girls Night Out started back in Phillips in 2012 by two business owners. In 2021, myself and a few people took over for them. So it is basically a way for everybody in the Northwoods area to see all the great things that Phillips has to offer. So we do it in something called Girls Night Out. The way that it works is that all of the participants pick up a passport, which is like a piece of paper where they'll be collecting stamps at different businesses. And the more stamps you collect, the more gift baskets you are able to enter to win. So this year we have 39 businesses participating, which is, I think, a record, which is really cool. And it can be everything from gift stores, gas stations, lawyers, banks, counseling services, the public library. There's just so many great places that you can pop in and grab a stamp.
So this is striking me, Kristen, as one of those abundant ways we have up here of squeezing a little extra fun out of what we were probably going to be doing anyway, right?
Correct. And so it's on this Thursday, tomorrow, and some of the businesses participate from 1 to 8 p.m. Others do 4 to 8 p.m. All of the businesses are listed on the back of the passports, and the passports can be picked up at the Phillips Area Chamber of Commerce. They are open today until 4. They're open tomorrow until 5, and then they'll have some sitting outside if you weren't able to get there. If you bring in a non-perishable food item, you'll get an extra stamp that will go to our food pantry, and you'll get an extra entry for that. And then on the back of the card, it will list all of the businesses, the times they're participating, and also where they're located if they're not a brick and mortar.
So immediately I hear that there's some 1 to 8s, some 4 to 8s. So when I hear something like that, I immediately think of that friend I had back in college who took the itinerary as a challenge. Like, hey, this is the most efficient route. This is the walking path we're going to take. Is there a member of the group generally who kind of takes that responsibility on and plans for the rest? Or are we even applying that much effort to it? Are we just having fun past that point?
So I do think that different groups of people have like their group leaders. We do put balloons out at the places as people are going so they can see. This year, new as I am a planner, I found a way to make like a custom Google map, which I'm super excited about. And we've shared it on our Facebook page, which is the Phillips Girls Night Out event, that has a little dot and you can click on it for every business that's participating, including some places where there's parking available, because we do have some on actual Highway 13 right now. They're doing construction in Phillips. The sidewalks are open. We still want you guys to come and participate. It will be really helpful, you know, to the businesses that are downtown to have more foot traffic. But there are some side street parking available there. And then another really cool option is for those ladies who have kids that they need to take care of. Our public library is offering free child care from 3:30 to 6:30 tomorrow, so that the moms and grandmas and aunts can get some time out and the kids will be well occupied and taken care of.
Whoa, yeah, that's a phrase rarely combined. Those two ingredients of a rare cocktail, free child care. I think a whole a group of people who are tuned out are like, wait, hold on, I might be interested in this. That said, even if you don't think it's the kind of thing for you, if nothing else, it is a way to shop with, like I said, that way to put a little extra fun in it, to get a little extra out of it, and to give back to the community while having some fun, right?
Right. And you don't, and so there's no cost for any of, you know, any of the consumers to participate, and you don't have to make a purchase to get a stamp. And in, like in many places, they give free gifts or sign up to win things. So, you know, obviously at a lawyer, maybe you're not going to buy something at a lawyer, but they can give you information on writing wills, and then they have an entry to win a free will writing. Or at a bank, they might tell you about some of their current interest rates and different things like that. So it is about shopping, but it's also just about the services that Phillips has to offer.
Yeah, it's an everybody wins scenario. I think I might have finally found that phrase. Like I've referenced it a couple times, those things we do, like brat feeds, like girls night out, where doing what you're going to do anyway, but add a little extra to it, and we all get a little extra out of it. I think we'll start calling those everybody wins scenarios. Girls night out in Phillips, absolutely one of those. How can people get started if they'd like to participate? What's the step? Are we going Facebook? Are we going a phone call? What 21st century approach do we take to Girls Night Out?
Yeah, I think, so if you're on Facebook, that's a great way to do it. Again, search Phillips Girls Night Out event, and we've been posting information there. You could also call the Phillips Area Chamber. They can give you some information there as well. And then, you know, to get started, you just pick a time tomorrow to come out and stop at the chamber, grab your passport, and then just go out and have fun. There's restaurants on there, so you can eat lunch or eat dinner along the way, and it'll just be a great day.
So get the passport and pass that. If you're having fun, you're probably doing it right, right?
Absolutely.
Excellent. Well, Kristen, thank you so much for giving me some info I clearly needed on what's going on with Girls Night Out in Phillips. Find them on Facebook. Stop into the chamber for that passport. Have fun in Phillips. Brave the construction. It's never more worth it than on these beautiful summer days. Kristen, thank you again so much for being on Reality Radio today.
You're welcome. Have a good day.
You too. All right. We've got more to come on Reality Radio. First, a quick word from sponsors, and then we'll have our very own Big G and maybe even an extra guest to talk about the Kennan truck pull coming up. First, a check of the weather and that word from sponsors coming up.
98Q Country.
For a great family 4th of July weekend event, take part in the Phillips Lions Spirit of America 5K Run Walk Saturday, July 5th, starting at 8:30 a.m. at the VFW Hall. You can register through Race Roster or by using a QR code from the Lions Facebook page or at the Phillips Chamber webpage. T-shirts are limited and the cost is $20, or same-day registration from 6 a.m. to 8 a.m. costs $30. The Lions Club would like to thank all sponsors and volunteers who help and support this event.
Looking for your next favorite coffee spot? Pop into Pop's Coffee on Railroad Avenue in Prentice, Wisconsin. They are the new place in town, tucked between Sheer Elegance and the Aspirus Clinic. Open Monday through Friday from 8 to 4 and Saturdays 8 to noon. They've got daily breakfast and lunch specials, lunch carryouts available, plus fresh baked sweet rolls, cookies, and more. And yes, coffee, of course. Stop by Pop's Coffee and taste what everyone's talking about.
Your roof takes a beating from all kinds of weather. Regardless, Hixwood's got your back. Our Super Rib 100 American-made steel outlasts corrosion 60% better than others. Topped with an HDPE paint system that won't quit or fade. For any building in your peace of mind, call Hixwood. Quality you can count on. Visit us online at Hixwood.com or call 715-644-0765.
Break yourself free from that desk and come work for Civic Media, a rapidly growing network which has positions open in Park Falls, Hayward, and Amory, Wisconsin that focus on prospecting and new account acquisitions. The ideal candidate will have prior media advertising sales experience and success, reliable transportation, and a connection to the communities in which they would sell. This position pays a base salary plus generous commissions and exceptional additional benefits. To see a full description, go to civicmedia.us and look at careers. Apply at civicmedia.us or send your resume directly to darla.isham@civicmedia.us. Civic Media is an equal opportunity employer that is committed to diversity and inclusion in the workplace.
All right, we've got Big G up next to talk about the Kennan truck pull with Reality Radio. But before that, I mentioned we had at the very beginning of the program, way back at 8:15, that feels like weeks ago now, we were talking to Courtney and Carol with the Park Falls Chamber about Wednesday Night Live. And Carol quickly mentioned as they were on their way out that you've got to bring your own chair. So if you're headed to Wednesday Night Live tonight, of course, if you end up in the rain location and they go to the theater, there may or may not be some seats available there. But if things stay nice, if the weather is good, a.k.a. Plan A, bring your own chair to Wednesday Night Live every week, including tonight. And also, while we're talking about it, the Czech Slovak Fest has a similar note, free admission, but bring your own chair. If you're planning to take a seat, you better bring a seat. Big G, how is it going today?
Oh, going good, great. How are you?
Doing well. Doing well. 98Q is chugging right along. Somehow, I'm finding myself at the tail end of a morning show that there's going to be a good nap today. That's going to be a constituent part of the day. Though, I burn no calories, but I will still justify a nap today. That said, we're not here to talk about my sleeping habits.
You're young yet. Man.
You know, we haven't talked enough golf yet. I got to pop up on Shopping Show this Friday so we can talk some golf, because I'm going to golf badly tomorrow. We're going to golf badly together, and we'll have some fun talking about it. But it's just nice to chat with you on the radio again. It's been too long, and today, the name of the game, the Kennan Truck Pull.
This is a big event. This is like the Kentucky Derby of Kennan, Wisconsin.
Well, I know we don't mention it very often, but it's no secret here. You and I make some advertisements for the station, and
the phrase
that we use, we've used it 2 years in a row. You give me what I say, and I said, get ready for two big days this year.
Two big days,
and we're not just saying that, because that is a list of truck pull events. I mean, there's fine print on there, because there is so much going on.
Yep, and these are the big boys coming in here. These are either what you go down and see in Chicago or Minneapolis. These guys come from a long ways away. Yeah, and they've got a couple professional polling events there. Starts out Friday at 7 o'clock, June 27th. Two big days, Friday, June 27th, and Saturday, June 28th. It's the Kennan Georgetown Fire Department Truck and Tractor Pull. This is their annual fundraiser for the fire department down there.
Their primary fundraiser.
Primary fundraiser,
the big one.
Yep. And Friday, of course, 7 o'clock. Weigh-ins start at 4 o'clock on Friday, 4 to 7 p.m. with the Western Wisconsin Truck Pullers. And it's all WWTP rules down there. And everything starts at 7 o'clock on Friday. They got spectator admission here, 13 over. It's just $10 to get in. 12 and under are free. And we've got, there's all kinds of classes there. There's the, they got the tractors, the trucks. And check out their Facebook page for the details there. They got Track Patrol Eliminator, $25 per hook, two hooks per vehicle. And that's all happening at Kennan Memorial Park, right there off County Road N, right downtown in Kennan, Wisconsin there. So big exciting event, all sorts of events going on. Bring the family down there, witness some great truck and tractor pulling. You can even, amateurs are welcome, you know, if you want to see what your Ram 4x4 can do, or your Chevy or your Ford, bring it over and hook up and give it a shot.
You know, something that surprised me, Big G, and it's only kind of related, but I, like, last year there was an event I remember where people could come out and there were local emergency services, brought ambulances, brought fire trucks just to a staging area where kids could kind of take a look at them, touch the truck, learn a little bit about it.
Sure.
And I mentioned last year that might be one of those things where you accidentally let your kid discover something that they fall in love with.
Right.
Now,
definitely.
I'm not necessarily saying that your six-year-old is going to fall in love with truck pulling, but I will tell you that the first time I went and I spent the day at the Price County Fair. It was a couple decades ago now, but there was a demolition derby that day. And we didn't have anything to do. It was me and my brother, so we were sitting there watching the derby. I didn't particularly want to be there. I didn't want to be anywhere else, but I didn't push us to the derby. I just wound up there in the stands. And I had the best time that I never expected to have. Like, I was jumping up and down. I was, like, geeking out like a little goofball watching these cars bash themselves out. And I never would have gone unless, like, I just kind of popped up there.
Sure.
So I guess I'm talking to the people who think, eh, maybe not for me. Or, eh, maybe, I'm not sure. Or even parts of the crowd that are saying that's not my thing. Some of you are just straight up wrong. There is fun to be had here. Like, if you haven't felt the air vibrate because you're standing close enough to an engine that's eight times the size of your body, you don't know how you're going to react to that feeling.
Exactly.
It's a really cool experience. It's a visceral thing that, like, okay, the, like, people do some cool stuff. Like, some terrifying stuff, but some really cool stuff. I mean, and this is a very safe atmosphere.
Yeah,
there's
like
all kinds of safety built into it, but holy cow, there's excitement here that you might not expect.
Yep, you'll see professionals as well as amateurs. So
okay.
You might see some of your neighbors out there giving it a shot. So it's a Kennan Georgetown Fire Department truck and tractor pull. And there's a big parade there. Starts at 10 a.m. on Saturday. The Children's Museum's going to be there all day for the kids. They got a horseshoe tournament, starts at noon, sign up at 11:30, volleyball tournament out there, sign up 11:30, that starts around noon too, and the Cinder Classic Polka Band's going to be playing from 1:30 to 5:30, and plus Happy Days is out there doing the food, so come on out and support a great cause. Of course, the Kennan Georgetown Fire Department, hats off to all our first responders out there, our firemen, law enforcement, and of course, our military personnel. And yeah, like I say, Friday, 7 o'clock, it starts at 7 o'clock. If you're going to get there and pull Friday, get there at 4 p.m. because weigh-ins are from 4 to 7 p.m. And then Saturday, weigh-ins start at 9 o'clock. And the pulling starts at 11 a.m. over there. So great big event. And of course, this event wouldn't be possible with a ton of sponsors.
Of course, of course. So, I see you've got a list here. Would you like to give some of them a shout?
I'm
going to
try and read those off here. So, because we'd like to certainly recognize them. And man, they got a ton of sponsors for this event. I think there's like 90 of them.
Well, do you need me to give you the auctioneer list?
No, I'll give it. Okay.
Fire it off.
We got Greg and Peggy Minx from Kennan, Complete Rain Gutter Service, Kennan, Russ County Farm Supply, Ladysmith, Remax New Horizon Realty and Phillips, Hank's Farm and Food, Sheldon, Wisconsin, Lepke Incorporated and Phillips. We got Karen Sioux Lake Resort in Phillips. We've got Fraser Mercantile in Catawba, Anderson Landscaping and Concrete, Ladysmith, SRC America in Phillips, IGY's Bar and Iggy's Bar and Grill in Whitey. Cloverdale Equipment in Curtis, Cherokee Garage Incorporated in Colby, Northwoods Convenience Store, Hawkins, Wisconsin, Ross's Sports Shop right in Phillips, and we got Flint Gold Mine in Glenflora, Great Lakes in Phillips, Edmund Oil in Glenflora, Russ Thompson Excavating, Ladysmith, Tony's Lumber and Supply in Tony, the Tony Depot in Tony, Glass to Go in Phillips, Anderson's Body Shop in Phillips, Warga Auto Truck Center, Ken's Carpet Center, Phillips Veterinary Clinic, West Central Insurance Services, BC Auto Repair in Prentice, Cross Keys Tattoo, and Hutch Leatherworks. Next page. Bill's Tire and Service in Colby, Fast Track Incorporated, Phillips, Saloma in Phillips, I think it's Solana in Phillips, excuse me. Let's see, we've got Shrek's Machinery Sales in Cannon, Chuck's Little Station in Prentice, Elm Repair and Refrigeration, Edgar, Wisconsin, Midway Tavern and Cabins in Phillips, HC Logging in Tony, Priced Right Mowing, Ladysmith, Triple M Construction in Cannon, Mike Construction in Cannon, Lisa's G-Spot Tavern, Jump River, Wisconsin, Price County Power Sports in Phillips, AG County Bank in Medford, Wisconsin, Nemeth Implement in Stetsonville, Phillips Lumber and Hardware, Jeff Osman Grain Farm in Cannon, John and Heidi's Happy Days, of course, they'll be doing the food at the pole in Cannon, Sign Studio and Print Shop, Phillips Smart Construction in Cannon, United Pride, Phillips, Comstock Seamless Gutters in Medford, Adventures Resort in Tony, Ogama Tractor Parts in Ogama, Wisconsin, Fields Farm in Catawba, TMT Trucking in Thorpe, Haas Incorporated in Thorpe, Meyer Farms and Trucking in Spirit, Vannert Electric in Wausau, Wisconsin, Harry Yoder Construction in Cannon. Whew!
All right.
Oh, I got one more page yet.
Are you kidding me?
Can you believe that? They just keep coming.
Who do they got getting these? Oh, my goodness. Please continue.
Phillips Cafe and Phillips Bonnie's Diner, Vita Plus in Cannon, Northern Wisconsin Fence in Phillips, Hooked at Outboard's Bar and Grill in Gilman, Comeric Well Drilling in Ogama, Prentice Hardware, Team and Sons Well Drilling, Ogama, Deer Creek, Angus and Phillips, Northern Comfort and Phillips, Big Bear Lodge and Winter, Cabin Creations and Phillips, G.A. Miller Company and Prentice, Kennan Lumber Company and Kennan, Mikowski Brush Service and Prentice, Janik and Sons and Phillips, Precor Chiropractic and Phillips, BW Paper Systems and Phillips, Jeff Schimmick Construction, Ogama, Admont's Construction and Phillips, is it Amontas Construction in Phillips? Bradley Seidenbender Landscaping in Cannon.
And I think that was Adamitis Construction.
Adam Avis, okay. Brady Shellbender, is that Shellsbender?
Seidenbender
Landscaping in Cannon. Simon Teagan LLC in Cannon. South Fork Electric in Ogama. Bader Sports Center, of course, in Phillips. Jody Jablonski and Sheer Elegance in Prentice. OEM Fabrications Incorporated, Phillips. Pioneer Financial Consultants in Medford. We got the Bridal Wedding and Auto. Bridal Welding. Wedding. Bridal Welding and Automotive in Hawkins. Bob's Dairy Supply in Dorchester. And Price Electric Cooperative in Phillips. Wow.
Now that
is a list.
That is the list. And yep. Find out what all those fantastic area businesses, sponsorships, and establishments, individuals are putting all their effort towards at the Cannon Truck Pull. That's next weekend, right?
Next weekend, Friday night, starts to get there at 4 o'clock. That's when the weigh-ins are at 27th. And then Saturday starts at 9 o'clock. And all the other activities start on Saturday. So June 27th and 28th, coming up next weekend. So.
All right. We'll probably chat with you, if I had to guess, probably again next week to give a bit of a heads up about
probably,
that.
Probably, yep.
But that said, because of who our next guest is on Reality Radio, he didn't even wait. He didn't even knock. We've got Jeff coming in from St. Croix. We've got to go to commercial break first, but soon we'll be talking about St. Croix's Customer Appreciation Day. And if you need me to say more than discounted St. Croix, I don't know what you need, but we'll have more than that for you on the other side of a quick break on 98Q Country.
98Q Country.
No matter where you are in life, we're here for you. Marshfield Clinic primary care teams offer the kind of care you need when and where you need it. Marshfield Clinic. Life is calling.
go with confidence.
By texting 64000, you agree to receive recurring automated marketing messages from IQBAR. Message and data rates may apply. No purchase required. Terms apply. Available at eatiqbar.com/policy/terms-of-service.
I've got good news and bad news. Here's the bad news. Most protein bars are packed with sugar and unpronounceable ingredients. The good news? There's a better option. I'm Will, and I created IQ Bar Plant Protein Bars to empower doers like you with clean, delicious, low-sugar brain and body fuel. IQ Bars are packed with 12 grams of protein, brain nutrients like magnesium and lion's mane, and zero weird stuff. And right now, you can get 20% off all IQ Bar products, plus free shipping. Try our delicious IQ Bar sampler pack with 7 plant protein bars, 4 hydration mixes, and 4 enhanced coffee sticks. Clean ingredients, amazing taste, and you'll love how you feel. Refuel smarter, hydrate harder, caffeinate larger with IQ Bar.
Now you can get 20% off all IQ Bar products, plus free shipping when you text EAT to 64000. Text EAT to 64000 to get your 20% off. That's EAT to 64000.
Did you know 98Q Country now posts some of their best content online for you to listen anytime?
Wow.
It's just at 98QCountry.com. Go to the top of the page. Here, I'll do it with you. 98QCountry.com. Yes, the numbers, 98, then the letter Q, country, dot, that's the period button down there, com, C-O-M. And then just hit enter. There you go.
Oh.
Now when you're at 98QCountry.com, simply click podcasts. Aha. At the top of the... No, not the logo. You're already on the website.
Hmm.
Click 98Q Podcast. It's in the top right corner. You click it once. Boy, I thought this was going to be easy. There you go. Some of our most recent and most valuable content is there, like Joel's reality radio segments.
Aha.
You can even check on old shopping show segments to see what kind of deals you can take advantage of.
Aha.
Even some of Gray's content in the afternoon show.
Oh.
It's the 98Q podcast section of 98QCountry.com. 98Q Country content available on demand.
Aha.
Are you an annoying coworker? Sending emails when everyone else is sleeping? Do they ask, how do you sleep at night? Then you should go to Mattress Firm. They have knowledgeable sleep experts that can help you find a better bed, like a Tempur-Pedic. It has technology to keep you cool at night, meaning anyone, even people like you, can sleep. Get matched at Mattress Firm. Sleep at night. Restrictions apply. See store or website for details.
At Hazelden Betty Ford, treating mental health isn't just about breaking old patterns, it's about braving new ones. As the leader in alcohol and drug treatment for 75 years, we know caring for addiction, anxiety, depression, and trauma goes hand in hand. We're here for you with new tools when life breaks down. Discover your path to better mental health at HazeldenBettyFord.org/Wisconsin. Sponsored by Hazelden Betty Ford Foundation.
All right, it has been a most excellent reality radio today, if I do say so myself, and I do, because it has been a fun time flying by here, and we get to wrap up with a grand old time on top of it all. On top of it all, I've got Jeff from the St. Croix Rod Factory Store. Customer Appreciation Day, it's here.
It's upon us. It is here.
and I'm sure you know that because you've probably been sleeping like a baby for like the last month or two now because, and I'm sure people know the ramp up is there, but like the level of, I'd love to see a step counter for you, for Joe, for Neil, for the whole crew at the factory store in the couple months leading up, because I bet you could see it on a line graph as early as April. You'll see the ripples of this.
Oh, absolutely.
So yeah. Tell the uninitiated, what is St. Croix Customer Appreciation Day, please?
So years ago when St. Croix Rod earned, they wanted to earn it, and they earned the right to say that we have the best rods on earth. Well, we not only do we want to celebrate our customers year-round, but this one day a year is the best customers on earth, and we want to celebrate them.
You know, and that's a couple people know because you may have given me a call when you broke your rod, but it's also just Park Falls, so it's increased odds. I worked there at one point. There is I mean, I love being here at 98Q. I love working in radio, but like before I was here, before I was where I truly belong, St. Croix was an incredible place to be. Whether I was there working, whether I was popping up on a weekend when I wasn't supposed to be there, you end up there when you're not on the schedule because there's so much going on, so much fun happening. And this weekend might be that pinnacle. We had an event a couple months back. We had the opener event, actually.
Yep.
Not a couple months, but just over a month ago now, and it feels like time is flying by, and I had no fishing done in that time because life is too darn busy. But Like I said, a lot of people, they need to hear no more than discounted St. Croix rods. That is like a half of a percent of what's happening at the event. What else can people expect if they've never been there and they're just popping up that day?
Yeah, see, we take it for granted because it's in our backyard.
Yep.
The people that come to St. Croix, you don't know how many times I see them walk in the door and they just look around. They're like, oh my Lord, I'm at St. Croix Rod. This is where they make the rods. And,
yep,
you know, you got to remember the fact that this is a great destination stop for those, yep, customers.
A little old Park Falls, you, yeah, know,
little old Park Falls.
In Park Falls, buried along the Flambeau, is the only place in America that makes St. Croix rods. Let that echo.
Sink it. Let it sink, yeah, in a little bit, because it is a big statement.
Well, and it really sunk in for me because, you know, there was a certain expectation that we pop up there to a degree. I wasn't able to volunteer because I'd had other things going on that one appreciation day where I was on the employee roster at the company. But I was able to pop up briefly. And even the day before, one of my coworkers let me know, hey, go out there in the license plate or go out there in the parking lot and check out the license plates.
Yeah. Yeah, just come from everywhere.
I saw 27 in the first six or seven rows. I saw 27 different license plates. And I thought, whoa.
And I've talked to people that actually flew in from Europe to go to this event in the past.
I mean, yeah. And for anybody who knows what ICAST is, you know, that technology trade show where all the fishing companies show up and St. Croix will be there to debut their new rod technology. It's like people coming in for one of those tech conventions.
Yep.
Just to get their hands on that, I mean, that last year's Victory Combo that hasn't been on sale for the last year anywhere but online is briefly making, you know, and I'm making no promises. I don't want to say that anything in particular is going to be there because you're going to have to cash that check that I'm writing right now. But is there any sneak peek at something you can give me that you know is going to be there in the first hour for this thing that's going to just be gone? Because I remember a grab bag. I remember looking at a grab. I think I paid $15 for a grab bag, and I looked in there and I saw an $18 bait in a $15 grab bag. And I thought, yeah, I need that.
We're gonna have a lot of those, a lot of grab bags, a ton of clothing.
Okay.
You're gonna get really nice T-shirts, long sleeve shirts, hoodies for a very, very good price Saturday.
Anybody who buys company apparel, you know, if you support a brand like St. Croix, you know, there are counterparts, there are colleague brands, you know, if you're in that realm, you'll buy from brands, and you can, there's a certain nervousness that can come with it because, yes, I love this brand for their fishing rods. They put their name on a T-shirt, but who did they work with to put their name on that T-shirt? Well, St. Croix is working with Stormy Cromer. They're working with brands whose sizes you know. They're working with brands that don't shrink weirdly when you put it through the washer. St. Croix cares a lot about where they put their name, and it shows because I mean, like, I think half of the Stormy Cromers I own also say St. Croix on them.
They do.
I think that might be the best partnership I've ever heard of.
And now we've been partnering with Blackfish, who has quality apparel, a lot of our performance shirts, rain gear. So yeah, we continue to look to partner with good companies that put out. Obviously St. Croix does not want anything but quality.
No,
merchandise.
That's and I mean, no business does. Every business wants to take special care, but I will say I think St. Croix just has a bit of a knack. You guys know who to call when it's time to get that T-shirt rolling for this particular event. And some of it, too, is not necessarily, hey, the St. Croix Customer Appreciation Event T-shirt for 2025. There also might be something that you saw from earlier in the season, and there's only a couple sizes left on a really hot deal right out front of the store.
It'll be there.
I know I wear more purple every year after I stop by the St. Croix Customer Appreciation Day because I always find something purple that, man, why didn't you want that? I'll pay $20 for that gorgeous merchandise. Well, so when are things kicking off that day? What time, what day, where to go?
So Saturday, everything will open up at 7 o'clock.
Okay.
Including online and in the store.
Okay.
And we'll have plenty of people there to direct you where to go. One of the biggest challenges every year is parking. So we have the Snow Gypsy Snowmobile Club.
Ooh.
Has volunteered to help us with that this year.
Awesome.
So they're going to be there trying to direct people where to park so we don't have them all on the highway, which creates kind of a little dangerous situation. So that'll be the biggest thing. Yeah, 7 o'clock, and everything kicks off then. You know, we're going to have a little tent where we have like a mini tour where they can actually show you from start to finish how a rod is made.
All right.
We have a casting pond, so you can test your skills in the casting pond. Kids activities. We got free lure painting, fishing games, angling crafts. So there's a lot of stuff for the kids to do. Don't forget the free Johnsonville brat lunch. Who could for that, Big G? Huh?
Hey. I'm there.
Free food, discounted fishing gear. So St. Croix, of course, they make the best rods on earth. They sponsor just about every good event that's happening in the Northwoods on top of what they do. And they throw their own top-notch. You don't want to miss it. You definitely don't want to let hubby go alone to Customer Appreciation Day this Saturday. Or do let him go alone. And then you'll have a bargaining chip later. You can say, I let you go to Customer Appreciation
Day. This might
Day.
Be the one Saturday you can let your husband go. Because it's going to be the cheapest Saturday he's ever going to be there.
You know,
so it might be a kind of give and take thing there.
I don't want to warn people away, but I know what cheap things can turn into and what that final price. Seriously, though, I've never done better for my tackle box and for the community, I think, than when you show up at St. Croix. Those guys always giving back. Give back a little bit to St. Croix and get some discounted St. Croix gear. Go and make fun of Jeff while you're there. Why? Because he deserves it, right?
Absolutely. I'm a punching bag, but I take it well. I got big shoulders. Don't forget about Big G's going to be doing a live remote.
Yeah, I'll be there. Yes. I know last year, I was like watching a parade of fishing poles just going by. And, man, they got some great professionals there. Going to be doing some seminars and stuff. And they usually bring their fancy boats and crafts out there and park them out there. And, great talking to those guys. Get them on the radio, and they really know their stuff. They'll give you maybe some hints. Not all their secrets, but they'll give you some hints on whether it's panfish or musky fishing or walleye fishing.
Yeah, headlining so. Again this year is the Linders. Okay, so obviously everybody knows Alan, Jim Linder. Mm-hmm. They will be there giving a seminar. We got our favorite. These are all our pros, by the way. Brian Brosdahl. Walleyes, Joel Nelson, Panfish, the Linders, of